Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, it's time for Awaken to Empowerment. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and it's time to awaken to consciousness. It's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time to take transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift, and it's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, and empowerment and freedom. It's time to create your ideal life, discover your destiny and purpose. Welcome, freedom-loving souls. So glad you joined me here today on Awaken to Empowerment Radio on fundamentally foundational, financially free Friday. Yeah. You know, rich people think differently. No, they really, really think differently, okay? And that's, you know, we really want to understand what's in the DNA of the super rich, because I think prosperity, okay, prosperity, wealth foundations, is something that's a key component to creating your ideal life. Sorry, but we need money, okay? And I know right now there's, you know, there's a theory out there to eat the rich. They're greedy. They're selfish. Well, you know what? Are you settling for mediocrity? Don't you want complete abundance and prosperity in your life in all areas? And money is one of those things. So we're going to, and I'm not, excuse me. Pardon me, I'm sorry. I'm not a financial expert by any way, shape, or form. But aren't you tired of just scrapping by and paying your bills and just living in mediocrity? Wealth and financial freedom are not a far-off dream, okay? And it doesn't always mean the mansions, gated communities, fast cars, private jets. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to be a Rockefeller or a Trump. But you can accumulate wealth at just your own pace. And the thing is, not everybody knows how. In fact, I didn't understand prosperity until I read Think and Grow Rich, because I had a lot of the same mindsets at the ripe old age of 20, 19 or 20, right there. And it's like, oh, well, you know, the rich are just greedy, and oh, well, you know. And I grew up in a very rich neighborhood. All my friends got cars. I didn't. But, I mean, all of the rich people I knew who were very nice, but there was that perception out there. So, you know, got to, first of all, be smart with your money. And you also have to have the right mindset, okay? And the right mindset is also having your money work for you. And it also requires something called self-control. And let's face it, our culture advocates otherwise. Put it on credit, buy it now, hurry up, get it. You got to have the latest gadget, the most popular fashion. You know what? That's balderdash, okay? Your personal financial security is more important than just scrapping by. Wouldn't it be nice to have 6 months of your bills paid in advance? This way, you're not totally reliant on that just over broke job thing that you're doing. 6 months could give you a great sense of freedom and a good foundation. So, you know, some people inherit money and trust funds, and that doesn't mean a thing, okay? Because you could inherit millions of dollars, and if you don't have the tools, okay, the actual tools to redefine what wealth means and the mindset, you're going to piss it all away, okay? You could inherit millions of dollars, and if you don't really know how to manage it and you don't know the first thing about it, you're going to be buying brand new cars and just going through it faster than you can even imagine. So what is wealth? Well, in our world here on Awakened Into Empowered Wealth, it's wealth in all areas of our life. It's our wealth of relationship. It's wealth of our health. It's wealth of our mindset. It's wealth of our spirit. And it's a total holistic perspective. So, but what I want to talk about today is financial wealth. And we talk about this a lot on this show, and that is setting goals. Have you set your goals yet? Have you set financial goals? And we have to realize our subconscious power helps to facilitate that. If we constantly think poor and we poor mouth and we eat the rich, we're never going to have the true financial abundance that's there. Now, do you know your worth? Are you getting paid what you're worth? Okay, I mean, that is a big one. My son always says to me, Mom, don't do something for free that, you know, you're good at. Well, I do a lot of stuff for free because it comes back to me in other ways anyway. I'm a big volunteer, and I've, you know, done a lot of charity work, and it's great because there's a good vibe out there. So sometimes if you want to go ahead and try something new, volunteer at it. Do it for free. Get mentored by some of the best. Become an asset. Become an asset to your corporation or your business or your network marketing company. And stay frugal. Stay humble. Stay frugal. Look for those sales. Clip those coupons. Every little bit helps. And remember, who are you listening to? Are you listening to your friends that just got the latest iPhone and they're paying for Netflix? And, you know, they just got the latest Dior fragrance or whatever. Does that really matter? Does that really matter? Get information. Be well informed. And start creating some type of passive income for yourself. If you could go ahead and create some type of little money-making machine. And it used to be real estate. There's still some good deals out there where you can buy something reasonable and rent it out and get a positive cash flow if you're in that kind of situation. Or network marketing. If you have a great network marketing opportunity that doesn't cost you, you know, $10,000 to get in, and you're going to learn beyond, you know, what you can. And remember, diversify. Have that job. Learn how to do some stocks, and maybe I'll get into some basic stock stuff. I am not a financial expert. I'm just giving you basic ideas, some fundamental ideas, some foundations. Don't spend more than you make. Don't put everything on credit cards. Delay gratification. try and have 6 months of expenses. When you get, if you can get to a point where you utilize your credit cards and then pay them off at the end of the month and you get all your bonuses, that is awesome. Spend your money wisely. Be wise. Why do you have to buy a brand new car? That depreciation is brutal. Okay? Diversify your portfolio. Look for opportunities. Watch those credit cards and that spending. That spending, do you really need to get your nails done every other week? Can't you buy a bottle of nail polish and do it yourself? Do you have to color your hair every month? Can't you buy a $7 bottle of hair color and do it yourself? Learn how to do these things. There's tons of YouTube tutorials. When you're walking through the mall and they snag you at the cosmetic counter for a makeover, you know what? They want you to buy something and they pressure you, but I would just say to them, you know what, I'm not buying anything right now, but I'm looking forward to your opinion. Don't get hung up. If you have a grass cutting service, do you really can't, unless you're mega anchors and you're so busy working, making a boatload of money, can't you cut your own grass? Watch the services. Watch some of those services. And watch your income to debt ratio, okay? And how about interest and debt? Do you know what your credit cards are really costing you? Try and pay off some of that uncollateralized debt right away. If you have credit cards, now if you're building your credit, I get it. You got to have credit cards. They do call you a deadbeat if you pay them off, but you're still, your credit score is going to be soaring. Try to get the best possible deal, but pay your credit cards off as fast as you can and make sure all of your transactions are, you know, what they are. Be hyper-vigilant about that. And then I hate this word, budget, but don't spend more than you make. That's my idea of budget. But put yourself on some kind of budget. Put yourself on some kind of budget. And, you know, what do your loans look like? I mean, I know student loans, I think, are 0%. I'm not sure. I've never had a student loan. But try not to take debt. Try not to take on any new debt. And try and pay things off as fast as you can. And have emergency funds. You know, that 6 months is fantastic. And, you know, like I said, use coupons. Make every dollar count. Make every dollar count. You know, another great thing is eBay. You can go ahead and buy stuff cheaply or go through your house and sell stuff on eBay. That's a nice little way to start your little stash fund. You know, that would be a great way to create your emergency account. Start thinking long term. I don't know about retirement. Learn investments, and be patient. Be patient. And there is a different mindset. So the wealthy think differently, and it's true. And Robert Kiyosaki says the most powerful asset we have is our mind. If trained well, it can create enormous wealth, okay? That's Robert Kiyosaki. And remember, there's the poverty mindset and the prosperity mindset. Poor Dr. Ben Carson was excoriated when he said a lot of the poor people have a poverty mindset, but what he spoke was truth. It's truth. Hopefully, you've sat down and you've written down some of your goals and started to plan your life. Start to plan your prosperity plan. And what about risk management? You have to also have a positive attitude towards life and opportunities. Look at everything as an opportunity. They say the first and most important step to true financial freedom is creating the mindset for yourself. And it also involves a no-holds-barred, honest look at your life and assets, okay? Know yourself. Know yourself. You need to know what your starting point is so you can move forward, okay? Doesn't matter if you start with a dollar or $1 million, but your mindset and the will to move forward to create wealth is going to get you to the next level, like everything else in our life, like every other area of our life. It's like losing weight. It's like anything else. So we have to shift. Now we're talking about finances today. So we have to shift our beliefs about money and about wealthy people and about wealth and success. So what does rich mean to you, okay? What is having abundance look like for you? You know, do you have a gigantic home with a gigantic mortgage? Is that wealth? No. No. Now, do you have a moderate home with a paid-off mortgage? That's wealth. Okay, do you really need the status symbol? You need to... Like we said before, you need to start looking at some of these quote-unquote status symbols, like the new cars and the designer bags and the all that stuff. That's just costing you more money. Now, it doesn't mean if you can pay cash for it, go for it. Enjoy it. You know, life is short. I mean, but don't get yourself in debt for stupid stuff. Do you have money in your accounts? Do you have access? If a friend of yours was in need for $10,000, could you say, I can help you? Okay? If your friend was in need, your friend wanted to do a business deal for $500,000, could you get that? Could you acquire that? Okay? Because there's opportunities. The more you save, the more opportunities you will have. Financial worry is disastrous. I've been there, been done that, but you don't have to keep up with the Joneses. Go ahead and create your own definite chief aim for wealth. What does wealth look like for you? And maybe it is buying the designer bags. Perhaps it is, but you have to set your goals on what things look like for you. But don't be buying that designer bag on time. You need to go ahead and create your vision and your goals. And you have to work hard to, you know, achieve those goals, and that requires self-discipline. So when you're doing your budget, if you will, kind of throw in, you know, I don't know what you make, but they say the first 10% of your income, you should pay yourself. My aunt used to say that. Now, the church says the first 10%, fine, you give the first 10% to God. I'm good with that, too. That's awesome. And then the next 10% you give to yourself. But you got to put something away. You have to invest in yourself. Because let's face it, the government's not going to be around to take care of you, okay? Now, go ahead and start writing those goals, and then you do your little small goals, and use them as stepping stones, like everything else in goal setting. It also goes to financial, okay? You know, as you set your goals, you may think to yourself, I can't do that. You know what? That's a mindset that you need to change, okay? You need to create that dream board and start building that success cycle in your brain to empower your subconscious to get you to where you want to go. Wealthy people never say they can't do it. They think of ways that they can. That is going to require self-discipline. That's going to require conscious competence of thinking differently. And remember, write this down. When you write it down, it makes it true. If you don't write it down, it ain't happening. It's just pie in the sky. Okay, so write it down and write down where you're at. Take stock of where you're at. what you have, what you owe, what your assets are, what your skill sets are, things that you can go ahead and do that can bring you extra streams of income, okay? It's not a hard thing to do once you start doing it. You know, most Americans actually retire with hardly any liquid assets. They rely on Social Security, okay? That is not good. That is not a good thing, because who knows what the system, but you could rely on your own security and put yourself first. Invest in yourself. Invest in your education. By you listening to this radio show, you are creating new neural pathways and investing your education. Get hooked up with mentors. Get hooked up with mentors that can help you be financially free, network marketing, positive life coaching, those kind of things. And remember, don't be spending more than you make. Spend less. Spend less. Little things. If you can walk somewhere, it saves gas, it's good for the environment. Most people that have acquired wealth do a little at a time. Benjamin Franklin said, the way to wealth depends on just two words, industry and frugality. And you don't have to be a cheap ass, but you could be more frugal. You don't have to go for that latte or that second latte. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey. Start seeking other ways to get more income. Perhaps it's looking for another job that has better pay. Or take that chicken entrepreneurship. Start a little cottage industry. If you're good at making soaps or making crafts or things like that, you could sell that. Learn how to invest. eBay is fantastic. eBay is a great way to boost your income. Now, there's something that I love, and it's called passive income. And for me, my passive income comes from rental property that I purchased 100 years ago. And it's just one stream of income. I have done network marketing where I was getting residual income. When true financial freedom is when your passive income exceeds your expenses, and that's T. Harv Eker. And T. Harv Eker became a millionaire in 2.5 years. So diversify your multiple streams of income. Robert Allen wrote a book, Multiple Streams of Income. Your passive income is important. You may be very lucky. You may be able to get a pension and Social Security when you're older. That would be okay. But then if you go ahead and you start getting some rental properties, if your property taxes aren't to the moon in a death spiral state, such as I am here in Illinois, but always be saving for and investing in yourself. Invest in yourself. And like I said before, delay gratification. Don't be spending it before you make it. Think about that. Spend your money very wisely. Be wise. Look for deals. You don't need the latest trends. You don't, because it goes out of style. Be classic. And you know what? I know sometimes things happen. We've talked about, quote-unquote, failure, stepping stones. Guess what? You make a mistake, it's a stepping stone for learning, for more knowledge. Don't chase money. Money, when you start chasing money, that is a death spiral. Get coaching. Get help. And sometimes do things that surprise yourself. Do things that you never thought you can do. But this is all a mindset. You've got to take your mindset and you've got to transform it, that you can be wealthy. Abundance comes easily to you. You get great ideas. You have good instinct. But that's when you start tapping into that subconscious mind and you start becoming unconsciously competent. It's a great thing because then you'll be able to seize opportunities. And you must seize opportunities. You must take some risks. And remember, Napoleon Hill says, those who can make their mind up quicker are the most successful. So a lot of times these opportunities are ground floor. You could win big, but you need to know your feeling. You need to, all these other things we've been talking about, how is it vibing for you? So kind of take a look at where you're at right now. Set your goals and be smart. Be smart. Don't watch your spending habits, okay? Don't spend more than you can. And watch that debt. You certainly don't want to get in too much debt because debt is dangerous. Debt is actually slavery, okay? So get some things. I mean, prosperity is a great thing. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. You can create your ideal life. Whatever a mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. Thoughts are things, and we become what we think about most of the time. So we have to take responsibility. We have to live below our means. We have to take action to know where we're at, and we have to set our roadmap for where we're going. We need to dream big and be positive that we are going to be able to do this. You need to believe in yourself. Keep taking action. Keep learning. Keep persevering. Keep your focus. Get yourself a coach. Be open to opportunities and keep learning and keep repeating and give to others when you can, and be grateful, and be grateful, and be grateful because you're learning more, you're changing daily. You will create your ideal life. You will become wealthy. And remember, who are you listening to? Hang out with positive people. Keep the high vibe tribe going. Love yourself unconditionally. Don't worry about making mistakes. Mistakes are stepping stones. But be wise. Be frugal. Don't spend more than you have. Get yourself on the path to financial freedom. Industry and frugality can help you build your wealth. Get a coach. Get an abundance coach. Get somebody who knows about finances. Now, I'm going to read you some quotes here from some really wealthy people about stocks. And I'm not a big stock person. That's not my area of expertise, but there is something to be said about being intelligent and using proper thinking in investing in stocks. So I'm going to read you some things here. Shares are not mere pieces of paper. They represent part ownership of a business. That's Warren Buffett. Price is what you pay. Value is what you get. Okay, now Amal Lambert, and that was Warren Buffett too. So Warren Buffett said, shares are not mere pieces of paper. They represent part ownership of a business. And Buffett also says, price is what you pay. Value is what you get. Stocks with strong fundamentals, including earnings, dividends, book value, cash flow, selling at bargain prices give their quality. And that's Amal Lambert. I have no idea who that is. 100% of the information you have about a company represents the past. 100% of a stock's valuation depends on the future. So you need to tap into that insight. I love this one. Warren Buffett. Here, I'm going to read you a bunch of them. These are all from Warren Buffett, the next three. Rule one, never lose money. Rule number two is never forget rule number one. Be fearful when others are greedy. Be greedy when others are fearful. Cash combined with courage in a time of crisis is priceless. See, this is why you need to build your reserves up, because cash combined with courage in a time of crisis is priceless. So buy during times of crisis. I've got a bunch more. Here's from Paul Tudor Jones. The most important rule of trading is to play great defense, not great offense. Every day I assumed every position I have is wrong. I know where my stop risk points are going to be. I do that so I can define my maximum possible drawdown. Hopefully, I spend the rest of the day enjoying positions that are going in my direction, which is, I mean, I'm going to tell you what. I'm looking to buy a house here in this death spiral state of Illinois, and I'm baking into the cake that homes here are going to lose 10% of their value in the next couple years because Illinois does not pay its bills. So subsequently, property taxes keep going up, home valuation is going down. In fact, one of my realtor friends was saying her homes are not appraising at their assessed value. So this is this is going to perpetrate. So when I put an offer in on a house, I actually go ahead and I play the defensive game. I assume that whatever position I'm in, it's not going to be exactly right. But I know where my stop risk point is, and I know where that stop risk point is going to be, so I know and I could define my maximum drawdown where it might cost me, you know, $20,000 over 5 years of living somewhere over value. And you look at that in a whole big picture, and it's like, well, could I rent for that price? So that's kind of that is part of my theory as well. Not my favorite person in the world, but a very rich man, George Soros, says, I'm only rich because I know when I'm wrong. I basically have survived by recognizing my mistakes. Now, this is an interesting one. Bruce Kovner. My experience with novice traders, they trade 3 to 5 times too big. They are taking 5 to 10% risk on a trade when they should be taking 1 to 2% risks. The emotional burden of trading is substantial. Don't get emotional about things. Do not get emotional. And get your mindset to a prosperity mindset. Invest in yourself. Your career is the engine of your wealth. Paul Clitheroe. The only way to earn what you're really worth is to get paid based on your results. Most people, that's T. Harv Eker. Most people work hard enough not to get fired and have paid enough money not to quit. That's George Carlin. Go create your ideal life. Go make your own goals. And Warren Buffett even says, never depend on a single income. Make investment to create a second source. Too many people spend money they haven't earned to buy things they don't want, to impress people they don't like. Will Smith. And I will be good with that because you really want to be smart with your money, okay? It's not how much money you make that will determine your future prosperity. It's how much of that money you put to work by saving it and investing it, and that's Peter Lynch. But you need to get your mindset right. You need to understand where you're at. You've got to take a hard look, and you need to look at your finances. You need to write down all your debt. You need to write down all of your assets. You need to write down all of your income sources, and you need to take a hard look, and you want to set your goals. Where do I want to be in 6 months? What credit cards do I want to pay off? Where do I want to be in a year? What loans do I want to pay off? Do I want to pay off my house? Are my living expenses too much? What can I cut back on? What can I cut back on? What can I barter with someone? Maybe you know how to do great landscaping, and if you know how to do great landscaping and you have a friend who's a hairstylist, you could go ahead and have your friend who's the hairstylist do your hair while you do their landscaping. Real easy, real simple. But you got to know where you're at, and then you got to get your mind right. You've got to plug in to positive things. You have to hang out with high-vibe, positive people. You need to turn off the TV sometimes and the Netflix and do things that are goal-achieving instead of tension-relieving. You can do this. Prosperity, financial prosperity is what we're talking about today, but these rules are applicable to every area of your life. If you want to lose weight, instead of going ahead and sitting in front of the TV on the couch with the ice cream, get out and walk. Because when you walk, you could go ahead and listen to an Awaken to Empowerment download that you can download right here from Blog Talk Radio. Or you could go on YouTube, or you could just let your own mind roll. You could go ahead and start tapping into your creative ideas. You know what? I want to lose this weight. This is great. I'm looking forward to getting myself in shape as I'm walking. Then you go ahead and you could go ahead. Besides the losing weight, I can create this small business. Hey, you know, my friend is taking this great supplement to lose weight, and I'm going to try it, and hey, it's a network marketing company. I could leverage that, and then I get to go to meetings and meet other people 2 times a week. Just be creative. Keep your mind open. Stay in the flow. Stay in the flow. Eat healthy. Exercise. Save your money. Don't spend more than you bring in. Don't get things that are unnecessary, the garbage. Look at everything you get as a value to you. How is it valuable? You know, you could shop in retail stores. I mean, a lot of them have things with tags on them. A lot of them are great, and go look on eBay. You could sell them. You could sell them and make twice, 2, 3, 4 times the amount of money. So be creative with your finances. Be creative in all areas of your life. Create your positive mindset. Because we become what we think about most of the time. And whatever a mind can believe, conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. Thoughts are things. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires, and you can create your ideal life. So start going for those big financial goals. Start putting everything in its perspective. Hopefully you've written down everything that you're looking for. And hopefully you're including your relationships in there, you know, your relationships with loved ones, your friends, and your family, and your significant other. And hope, you know, look at those on a high vibrational, you know, level too. I mean, if your significant other is not so positive, maybe you give them some of this information. You know, let's try something. Let's be really positive for the next 24 hours. Baby steps, right? Let's be really positive for the next 48 hours. Let's be really positive for the next 5 days and hold each other accountable for those words and just say cancel, cancel, cancel if they're being negative to you. Now, you got to be real. I get that. But you don't want to get down on that stinking, thinking, negative, bad juju train. So thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. Whatever a mind can conceive and truly believe, a mind can achieve. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires in all areas of your life. You can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can create your ideal life. It's all there in you. But you need to keep repeating to yourself. You need to keep learning. We all need to keep learning. Life is for learning. You've got to take really good care of the body. When you take good care of the body, you don't have aches and pains and you're feeling good. You're going to be able to do more, have more energy to go ahead and maybe get go work at the flea market or sell some of your stuff at the flea market or do a garage sale to get some extra money in. Remember the success cycle. Okay, little chunks start building self-confidence so to keep propelling you forward. Keep that success cycle going. It's really, really important for you to keep your success cycle going. So you could shine and be happy and create your millionaire lifestyle, billionaire lifestyle. See, the law of momentum dictates that success cycle, step by step, step by step, step by step. Then you will start manifesting your results, which gets you closer to your purpose. Do you have your purpose written down? Do you know what your purpose is? You really have to understand what your purpose is, and it may not come to you overnight. But, you know, the big thing is, and this is something all the coaches say, if money were no object, what does your life look like? That is a great way to start. What is your idea? What do you love to do? What gives you the highest vibe? That is a great thing. Abundance will start overflowing to you. Abundance will start overflowing to you. And remember, you'll be so grateful, and you need to constantly put the vibe of gratitude out there. The more you put that high vibe of gratitude out there to just God and the universe about little small things, and then the little things that you're bringing forth into your life and to other people, the more things come to you. But remember, always expect yourself to do more than you're being compensated for, because guess what? You can't outgive God. You can't outgive the great I am. You can't outgive infinite intelligence. The more you put out, the more comes back to you. That's the law of compensation. That's from our Napoleon Hill. Have you been conditioned your entire life that this can't be attainable for you, the stuff as other people? Have you been told, go to school, get a good job, play it safe, don't take risks? Well, how's that working for you? Are you happy? Are you vibing high? You got to take some risks. Don't take foolish risks. Don't take flyers. Don't just be doing it because somebody's talking you into it. Do your due diligence. Put your stop gaps for your finances in there, but make sure you actually pay your stuff off first. And look for bigger, better, bolder ways to get multiple sources of income into your life. You can do this. You can do this, and if you have a significant other around you, do it with them. There's nothing better than having two people jiving and working together on a goal, especially financial goals, relationship goals, health goals. It's great. It's great. And if, you know, get yourself a mentor. Get yourself a coach. If you don't have all the answers, listen to Awaken to Empowerment Radio. We're certainly here to go ahead and help you shift your perception to increase your personal power, okay? Remember, consciousness sometimes, we talk about it all the time, it seems to, sometimes we think it's like tricky or elusive or something to be thought of. Understand what your consciousness is. Understand your subconscious. Shifting your focus and your perception is easier than you can even imagine if you keep doing it repetitively, okay? It's done little at a time for some people. You know, little tiny step by step. Doesn't mean you have to do a complete 360, but look at things differently, think differently. But when you're trying to create something big, focus on that target that you really want. Always get that bullseye. That's the big thing. What's your perception? What's your perception? And how do you change your perception of things to increase your power to create your ideal life? I hope this is clear. This is it's all the same. It works everywhere of our lives, too. All the thoughts that we have are things. They manifest in different areas of our life. You could be, do, have whatever you want in all areas of your life, in your relationships, in your finances, in your health, in your business, all things, but they start in that subconscious mind. And do you have a poverty mindset? Do you think rich people are greedy? Do you not like them because they're rich? Are they really that different than you? Only in their mindset. Have a prosperity mindset in all things. You want to have abundant health. You want to have abundant, vibrant relationships. I believe you want to create your ideal life. That's why you're tuning into Awaken to Empowerment. These are timeless and empowering truths. So today we brought to you some little financial truths, very foundational things. But it doesn't mean you can't, you know, spend money on that little treat. Doesn't mean you can't go for the latte. But is now the best time to be doing that? Could that latte money, could you be saving that to go ahead and pay off a credit card bill instead of having that latte? So be personally responsible, because true freedom is personal responsibility. And I want to thank you for joining me today. This is Awaken to Empowerment Radio. This is Carol Ann Parisi. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. Whatever mind can conceive and believe a mind can achieve, you can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. So I hope this was valuable to you. I didn't get into any wellness things. I've personally been doing the high-fat ketogenic thing. I have not weighed myself because I haven't, but I'm almost getting close to day 40. Started this thing 33 days ago, 7 more days, 1 more week, and it's day 40. And I did fit in a size 0 skirt yesterday, one of my old size 0 skirts, so I'm happy with that. One more skirt I get to keep and not sell on eBay. I'm just kidding. Hey, I want to thank you for joining me. I truly hope that this show is beneficial to you. Remember, to accomplish great things, your dream has got to be as passionate as what you do. Thoughts are things, and clarity is power. Clarity with action is superpower. Take your thoughts, do the proper actions at the proper time, and you will be powerfully successful. And success is having whatever your heart desires, and you could be, do, have whatever you want, as long as you're not taking it or hurting someone else to get it. Because we believe that all things work together and always do more than is expected of you. So I hope this has served you. Pay off that debt. Have an enjoyable weekend. Maybe go to the Red Box instead of going to the movies. Red Box is a dollar. Movies are like, I don't know, $30. They're crazy expensive these days. And have organic popcorn at home. So thank you so much for joining me today. This is Carol Ann Parisi with Awaken to Empowerment Radio. And we'll sign off like we always do. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. Whatever mind can conceive and believe a mind can achieve, you can be, do, have whatever your heart desires, and you can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can create your ideal life. Just go do it. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. And there's no peace like peace of mind. So God bless you. Thank you for joining me. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and we're going to let Boston take us out all the way to the end today. So enjoy the song. God bless. We'll be talking to you next time on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. Love ya. Ciao, ciao for now. Bye-bye.